A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on TMS, James and the Unbruisable Peach.
Man ponds.
Gross. Cash, lube, and burner phone.
Condom spinner.
Bhutanese pass pop.
I'm going to eat that baby.
A savory, salty soup.
Chocolate in your jerky bucket.
Sing karaoke. Or Elsa.
Dunaway makes a hard left for McRib.
Email equals junk.
Give me the three-way, chili.
Edwards, we have the meats.
No Tom like the present.
Nicole calls time out with Randy and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I don't keep a cat or dog because they eat too much. Little kids bore the pants off me. And when I go to a ball game, I root for the visitors. I never cried at a wedding or a funeral. I never sent a Christmas card. And I cheated my wife, if I had the time.
Man, karaoke sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is The Morning Stream.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Scott, and that's Brian, and this is TMS. Real quick, that Fletcher thing, he made that to make fun of your oh yeah thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He recorded it weird. Listen to this, the tone of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is The Morning Stream.
There's like a weird tone to the mic or something. Something's funky.
Oh,
there.
You think so? Yeah, I guess so. I think he.
Compared to
he
this,
did that
The Morning Stream.
Without...
See, this is
yeah.
Like.
Yeah. The Morning Stream.
I don't know. I get some difference there. It's weird. Can't figure it out.
Oh, I love it. I'm not complaining. That makes me happy to hear that. I don't know why, but that makes me
pretty great. And this is not a dig at our karaoke conversation.
Man, karaoke sucks.
I just happened to be watching Regular Show yesterday, and they had that quote, and I was like, oh, I got to capture that, because we just talked about karaoke.
Yeah.
And I'll be the hype man. I still ain't singing, but I ain't, you know, I'll
it's
go.
It's fine.
I'll
it's
go.
Fine.
I'm going to go watch it.
We'll
welcome
get
to the
you
show.
Involved if it is just, I think we just want you there. We don't care if you're, you know, if you sing or participate. We just want you there.
I'll be the least sing-songy and the least drunk at the karaoke event. It'll be very fun.
Well, that's the other thing we're going to do this time around is break that streak.
Everyone's goal is to get Scott sauced. We'll
that's
see how
right,
that goes.
Exactly, yes.
Speaking of TMS Vegas and someone who we know who goes to that, Ducey wrote in with a text here that I wanted to read. Mm-hmm. That is interesting. Ducey, thanks for this. He might be in the chat today. I'm not actually sure. Ducey says, hey, spaghetti and beans. Ugh. That's not a good combo, is it? Spaghetti and beans.
No, it sounds like three-way chili. Or three-way Cincinnati chili.
Yeah. It says, your talk of weird food combos, speaking of which, got me thinking about my favorite accidental food pairing discovery. We were driving in Arizona to Utah, munching on snacks, and I took a bite of jerky. And without thinking, I threw some M&Ms in there.
Okay.
I learned jerky and chocolate are amazing together. Try it. Can't wait for Vegas.
He threw in where?
In his mouth.
Took a bite of jerky. Oh, without threw some M&Ms. Oh, in his mouth. Okay.
Yeah, he ate them together just as a kind of a rapid succession, almost like
you
would.
I was like, threw some M&Ms in there, like in the jerky bucket. I don't know, but
right, all in the
sure.
So mixed
no,
up in your hole. It's a sweet and
Listen,
salty.
I am, the sweet salty combo. I am a big fan. I like the almond croissants that I made for New Year's Day had a great mix of salty and sweet, like the almond frangipane and then the kind of the saltiness of the croissant dough.
Yeah, so good. Okay, let me ask you this: would you, if you let's say you had a soup with a bunch of salt in it? Okay, just a salty soup.
Just
you know,
a salty soup.
A savory soup. There you go.
A savory soup, sure, yes.
Nobody wants to overdo the salt, so you got a little bit of that in there. And you decide, you know what, the sweet, we need to add the sweet. I'm going to put an entire large form marshmallow in there. So you put a little marshmallow floating in there.
A large form marshmallow.
You know, not the little tiny
ones. That's the rarest form to get, by the way, in Pokemon, is the large form. The
large form. But see, that sounds kind of gross, doesn't it?
Oh, it sounds very gross. Yeah, it doesn't. You can't just mix any salty and sweet. It's got to be good salty and sweet. So I'd say in that soup, throw some like some candied walnuts or pecans in the soup. So you get a little bit of...
Actually, that sounds really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a good pumpkin.
I guess it also depends on the soup. I'm not doing that in like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. How about this? It's a split pea soup, right?
Oh, Lord.
Some candied bacon on top.
Oh, now see, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Beyond good. That sounds amazing. I would eat that right now. But if you took that same soup and said, hey, I'm going to squirt a little Hershey's mix, whatever, Hershey's topping.
Chocolate syrup or something.
Put a little of that in there. Ooh, boy, that's not good. Yeah, exactly. Candied bacon is good on everything, including other kinds of bacon. Is. Yeah.
It's very
good. Well, Ducey, I'm going to, you know what, next time I'm feeling a little crazy and want to mix those two, I'll remember what you said, and I'll go for it. Okay.
Oh, we got the greatest, we got some amazing, amazing jerky at, there's a butcher nearby called Edwards Meats. Edwards Meats.
Oh, geez.
And we got some prime rib there for a Christmas thing, post-Christmas dinner. We were having some friends over. And they're like, oh, we got jerky over here. I'm like, let's get some jerky. And it's some great, like, prime rib jerky. Although,
and they make it themselves.
Need to talk to our jerky purveyor who's, coming off of a horrible busy season with everybody throwing boxes and wrapping paper and all that stuff away, like lots of trash going out, and you need to get back on some jerky for us.
Dude, I love jerky. Are you kidding? Oh, yeah. Just mentioning jerky. It's all you needed to
makes
do.
Makes you want jerky, right?
Love beef jerky so much. The and if I'm out jerky. If I'm out just walking the dog and I got me some kind, I don't care what kind of jerky, no better combo than outside and jerky.
Mm. Absolutely. Yep. Mm.
I want some right now. All right. Well, thank you, Ducey. He sent that to 801-471-0462, just like Sheeple67 did. And he said this about cars. This is for you, Brian.
Oh, good. Okay.
Hi, I enjoy the show. Somebody really should tell Brian not to buy cars that break down. Sheeple. I don't understand that comment. He's probably mostly kidding. But if he's he's serious, what do you even do with that information?
I mean, clearly, he's almost 55. He should know better.
we assume 67 was his birthday. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a sports hero that he's a fan of that wears number 67. It's funny. It's like you heard it. I mean, obviously 7 weeks of being in the shop or really sitting idling in the shop waiting for a part to arrive,
right?
That car, aside from oil changes and fixes for recalls and things, a couple things come in over the years. That is a 2014 Kia Soul that I've had since summer of 2013, and it's been in the shop twice.
Oh my Lord. Twice. That's good. That's a sign of a good car. That's a car.
That's a sign of a good car.
Right. Because all cars, I'm not kidding either. Like even the most highly rated stuff, they have recalls. They have issues. Yeah. They have stuff after always time.
Has. Stuff like that. It's going to happen.
That's
stuff
just cars. Yeah. So to say, buy a car that doesn't do that is like saying buy a peach that doesn't bruise. There's no such thing.
Buy a computer that doesn't get a blue screen of death that you have to restart it.
Right. Buy a computer that has perfect install of Windows. It doesn't exist. Right. Not a real thing.
Right.
Exactly. So whether you were serious or not, Sheeple67, I think your name is ironic. Is all I
think
now.
So too. And it, you know what, Sheeple? It gave me a chance to talk about how much I loved my Kia until the 7 weeks of not having it.
There you have it. Those dirty 7 weeks. Now.
That's right. Yes.
I had something happen that I closed. I didn't mean to. I'm going to pull it up here real quick. But a patron on the website said on a recent post, let's see if I can find it here. This was episode 2303, I believe.
Okay.
Which we call professional.
That's going way back. Right, 2303.
No, 2323. Sorry. 2323. It's just the other day. I'm sorry. 2403.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, because that's still like 80 episodes ago, Scott.
Yeah, still a lot.
Okay, so 2 episodes ago.
Yeah, this is 2 days ago.
I might still remember what we were talking about when I hear it.
The one with art that looks like Brian's holding a condom, and I'll show you what I mean. Hold on. He doesn't?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't this actually, one, yeah. He's not really holding a condom. It's a fidget spinner, but
it's a fidget spinner that is in spinning.
Whoops. I sent that to Claire.
Mode.
I meant to send that to you. Ooh. It's just the problem.
Ooh, look at that. Oh, now it looks like it's spinning the other way because of the speed of the,
yeah.
The screen. Oh, look at that. Cool.
What is my deal? I didn't mean to post the link to the stream.
Yes, that. It does look like it. I mean, hey.
That's a big one.
Whoever sent that, I'm thrilled that you think that.
Well, anyway, that wasn't it. That's just the art that's there. Here's what she actually did. Yeah. So Elizabeth Collins says, hey, please someone edit Scott singing Aurora's part into the unknown song, into the actual song. Now, I didn't do the edit, but I wanted to do the comparison. I did the whole, okay. I did a little impression of Aurora doing her thing.
Sure.
In that Frozen song where she just kind of does the
well, here, oh, yes, right, yes.
Uh-huh. I'll play it if I can find the damn thing. All right, it's taking forever. I don't know why. What are you doing, Finder? Shouldn't have to load this. Okay, there we go. Here is Aurora doing her thing for real.
Okay.
All right, that's her in the beginning of that uh-huh. song. Now here's me. She does like a thing.
It's really good.
It's not quite the same, right?
No, it's pretty dang good though. Like it's you know, you're a couple keys down, but other than that, I mean, you're a little bit of adjustment. What do they call that? Not auto tune, but like where they can move your
your
scale up to match the
pitch or whatever. Yeah,
arrangement. Yeah, pitch bend. Yeah, or whatever it is.
What do they call that? Yeah, pitch but adjustment. I hate hearing it. So thank you for bringing it up, Elizabeth Collins. I'm sad I had to hear myself do that again because that was terrible. But
yeah,
Aurora, Liz
Collins,
very talented.
By the way, not ever married to Richard Burton.
No,
just want to get that. Just want to make that clear.
No,
I got a little bit of flack. I guess we both got a little bit of flack in the Discord about not knowing more about Richard Burton. And
he's not really our zone, though. You know,
he is and he isn't. I feel
like
I looked at his IMDb, and I'm embarrassed to say that I've never seen a Richard Burton film. And he's been in some things that are easily in the AFI. Hot 100,
sure.
Yeah, the Hot 100. So I'm going to rectify. He's also been in Exorcist 2, which would probably sadly be the thing that was the closest to something that I would have seen.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm going to rectify that. I'm going to watch Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. I'm going to watch Cleopatra. The next time we meet on a Wednesday, I will have watched. I'm going to make myself watch both of those movies and make myself. I mean, those are, you know.
He was in an episode. He was in the episode of The Fall Guy playing Richard Burton.
Playing Richard Burton. I don't count that.
I think I've seen that. That might be.
I'm sure you have. I've only seen maybe four episodes of The Fall Guy.
Oh, it's so bad.
I watched more Fall Guy than Dukes of Hazzard.
Brian watching half an episode of Fall Guy is officially more than Knight Rider or Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah,
so there's that.
Exactly. And BJ and the Bear. Never seen a single episode of BJ and the Bear.
Yeah, I just, for me, it was just, you know, he's my mom's actor, you know. So my mom would be really into Richard Burton, but I don't know, it just wasn't part of my growing up. Didn't really think of any movies with him in it. And as he got older, you know, he was probably in a thing or two that I just didn't notice.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know.
Nope. Nope.
It's like kids now. Kids now watch like I don't know. Who is the guy in the Tarantino movie? Cut the Ear Off the Cop. What's his name?
Oh, Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen. You see him in some bit part now. Kids are like, oh, who's that old guy? Anyway, moving on. Oh, they don't know it's Michael Madsen, who's like this. Had this moment in the 90s, you know, and
oh yeah, Michael Madsen's great.
Yeah. Golly. Except he came out on stage at the Game Awards and said. So he's out on the Game Awards. He's doing a thing. For some reason, Al Pacino is presenting at the Game Awards. I'm still not sure he knows he was doing that, but he was there and he goes, yeah, I did a picture with Al Pacino once. Mm-hmm. And I went, a picture? Who do you think you're talking to? Look at this audience. They're a bunch of gamers. You just called it a picture?
I was in a talkie with.
Anyway, he has a new game coming out, which is why he was there, but.
You know, we might need to keep an eye on a film called The Medusa Touch. Somebody just recommended, TRPW just recommended it for FilmSec. A French detective in London reconstructs the life of a man lying in a hospital with severe injuries with the help of journals and a psychiatrist. He realizes that the man had powerful telekinetic abilities.
Oh, I'm in then. Let's do it.
He had the Medusa touch.
Yeah, he had the touch of Medusa. What else can he ask for, I say? Let's do that. Let's get it on the list. Somebody call Randy. Move Catwoman. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah, exactly. Move Catwoman.
Let's. Speaking of which, let's get Dunaway in here and let's play a game.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
This will be great. Here, let's do this part first. Here he is. Okay, we're adding Dunaway. Now, remember the rule here. We'll take the first. Well, as many of you want to ping me right now in Discord, you send me a direct ping, and I will pick the third person who pings me once Dunaway gets here, and you will be our contestant. Here we go. That music means Brian Dunaway is joining us all the way from South Carolina in his weird little hovel of retro games and strange food. Hi, Brian Dunaway. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. How are you? Are you well? Are you well?
Are you referring to my McRib habit?
I'm always referring to your McRib habit, like all day, every day, all day. And how is your... Oh, you know, when's the last time you had a McRib? Let's talk about that.
It's probably been over a year. I need but I haven't seen it. Usually I'm like, I'm driving along minding my own business.
Yeah.
The seasons have changed. You know, maybe it's gotten cooler or something like that. Yeah. And I'll drive by the McDonald's sign and it'll be like in big exclamation marks, McRib is back.
Yep.
And I slam the brakes and
That's
turn
awesome.
In.
That's awesome. You need to.
I heard the McRib is back.
Always committed.
Give me one.
I love that. We have a participant on the line, and it is BioCow of all people. You were the third, man.
Yay. Welcome, BioCow.
Hi. Are you there? Oh, we don't hear
Preston.
BioCow.
Preston, turn on your microphone, Preston. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
There we
go. Are you there?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm here.
Ah, oh, look at that. The guy who brings us the Showbot freaking vote thing. And is always a great member of the Tadpool and extended community. Everyone loves Preston. I do. He's an amazing dude.
For sure.
Welcome, man. I'm glad you got to play it. Is this the first time you've been able to do this? I can't remember.
No, I got in one time before.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember when that was. Oh, it must have been a long time ago. Also, my memory sucks. All right, let's get to it. Hey, Brian, explain to us how this works and what BioCow might win for his trouble.
Okay, it's time to play the Tadpooly Feud. I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian will have to predict the answers that they gave us. By the way, can't wait till somebody emails and says, where did Brian steal that voice that he uses for introducing the Tadpooly Feud?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Scott and Brian's job to see how many of those answers they can guess. Now, BioCow, your job is more important than ever because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian. And if your team wins, you get a prize package that includes Forgive Me, Father from Tim Moore and from Becca Albright, the full anthology of Civilization VI. Civ VI, full anthology.
That's pretty good. That
full
means
anthology.
Yeah, that
full
means
full anthology.
That means every DLC, that complete package is one of the best strategy things in the history of the all time. It's so good. Yeah. So freaking good.
But you haven't won it yet. Oh, no. No, we got to get to our game for you to be able to win that one.
All right.
So put your hands on your buzzers. We asked 509 Tadpoolers, only four of which could be arsed to come up with an answer. I like that. I really like that phrase. Couldn't be arsed.
Arsed.
Four of them said no. But the other 505 came up with great answers to this. Name something you hide in an underwear drawer.
Ow!
Scott.
I'm a little embarrassed to say this.
Well,
I think a lot of people keep their sex toys in there.
There you go, sex toys.
Yeah.
Show me sex toys. I mean, don't show them to me. Number one answer on the board. Automatically, you get play. Automatically goes to you.
Right,
you get BioCow on your team.
I keep them in the dishwashers where I keep them.
Basically had so many different ways of phrasing that answer.
Mm.
I don't want to meet the person who said that they've got the grimace from the adult Happy Meal that came out a couple months ago.
Yeah, you never want to meet that guy. Yeah, in any context, do not meet that person.
That's right. All right,
BioCow, it's me and you. What else are you hiding in there in that drawer?
Well, Right next to my sex toys is my drugs. So.
There you go.
That's perfect. All your contraband in one easy to find place. So let's say drugs.
Sex
like that.
Toy and drugs.
Use responsibly. Show me your edibles. Oh. Number five answer on the board. Yeah, basically edibles, pot, drugs, anything. Anytime somebody said something like that, I put
your weed in there.
Your weed exactly. in there, exactly. Okay, I like where we're headed here.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, no.
Do you, Scott?
Literally, my wife has a little bit of emergency money in there in case we need to bail for some reason, like a.
Get out of town.
Bug out money.
Yeah, what's the bug out bag or whatever, like that kind of stuff.
Bug out bags, bug out money.
I think she's got a little bit of. It might be like. I don't know. It may only be like $50 in 20s and fives or something. But anyway,
don't listen, kids.
Just when I think I can't love Kim any more than I do, I hear about something like this and I love her even more.
She definitely has bug out stuff. But I'll say, yeah, let's say money. Why not?
All right. Show me your quick get out of Dodge cash.
Yeah.
Number two answer on the board. A lot of you people hiding your
cash.
Your sex, drugs, and money.
You think you're hiding your cash in that drawer.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
I was looking for that.
Quick judge question. I assume it's implied by the very question that underwear is in there. That's not one of the options. Or is that still?
I don't know. Why don't you put it on the board and find out, Scott?
Well, the question technically says hide. I wouldn't hide my underwear.
No, you wouldn't, right? If you had an underwear drawer, you would store it in there. That's not
what
really
if it
hiding.
Was your What if it was your butt-stained underwear? Would you be hiding it then?
Well,
you hide those at the bottom of the laundry basket.
Yeah, you hide. You tuck that in. You're like, you don't want
I
your
hide
wife
those in the trash can at the Taco Bell's, right?
Preston,
the
you have
scene
a,
of the crime.
Do you have one that jumps out for you as to what people? There's still a lot left in them.
I got a couple.
Okay, go.
I keep mine in my waistband, but some people put their gun in there.
Oh, your gun. Yeah. Packing heat. All right.
I want to hang out with Preston.
Yeah, me
all
too.
Right. Show you going with gun?
Go with gun.
All right. Show me weaponry.
Oh, it's in there.
Show me nunchucks.
Exactly.
Does that count? Oh, if it doesn't, because it just says gun.
Just says gun.
Well, Ibbot said weaponry, so I assume.
I know. Don't. No. Me. Don't take what I said.
Don't. Like, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
What was your other one, Preston?
I got a couple others, important documents, passports.
Oh, that's a good one. We have that. I think ours has that. Now that you say it. We keep our passes that says we need to bug out. We need to cross the border real fast. We got our passports. Okay. Great.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, let's go with personal documents.
Okay, personal documents. Show me your government papers that you thought you left in the White House and other important papers.
Great.
Oh, that's a really?
I'm surprised. That's Strike, actually
That was
really
like
good.
My next guess.
Yeah.
Really?
So I will tell you, there were a couple that this could be.
I was
going
to say like will or something like that. So that
I lumped a lot of personal documents all together. Somebody really did say tax records, but also passport, and somebody put the Declaration of Independence. So
still not enough to pop out in the top 10.
Not
though,
enough to knock it into the top 10.
Yeah.
No.
Nick Cage.
Brian gets a chance to play now, though. What you got?
Declaration of Independence in his underwear drawer. Sorry, go ahead. That was a terrible Nick Cage. Go ahead. Yeah.
I keep my Nick Cage in my underwear drawer.
Please, why not me?
So definitely not the document. Okay, so not the Declaration of Independence, not the top drawer.
That was on your list. Cross that one off of your.
I got it. Okay. How about your adult reading material that you don't want your cats to find?
Okay, yeah. Mr. 1970s. Let's find out.
Right. That's right. Well, I mean, if it was a lady may say book, and man may say reader for the articles.
Mm-hmm. Right. Of course. Yeah, your book with what's his face on the cover. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
Fabio.
Fabio, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Fabio.
Fabio.
Show me your... Fabio. Show me your Harlequin romance or your copy of Jugs. Number six.
There we go.
The porns. Hardcore porn.
Oh, wow.
Man, the underwear drawer is a dirty place, man.
Right.
All right, Dunaway, what do you got?
I guess if you're hiding something, you might hide the keys to your safe or something, maybe.
Okay, sure.
Good one. Like in there, or maybe some kind of keys or something that you would hide. I would just, yeah.
Keys? I could hide your keys or something in there. Yeah, keys is good.
Yeah, some kind of keys.
Sure.
Gotcha.
Your Alicia keys.
All right. Sure. All right. Show me your keys.
Number nine
answer, and all of a sudden we've got ourselves a tie we're game.
Good Lord.
We're tied up now. Oh boy.
Right. Yeah.
What else? What else you got, Brian? What else have you got in your?
I don't like to think about it, but I think women, it would just, if I was a woman, it would be very convenient for me to hide my feminine pad products and stuff right there in the underwear drawer. Don't want people to see it, but I do want access to it, you know, when it's time.
Okay, sure. All right. Show me. Well, let me rephrase this.
Hygiene products.
Is that a good way to say it? On the board, if it's there, let's see feminine hygiene products.
Oh, man.
It is not.
I like that you tried to get into the head of a lady. I like it.
That's
like
what I'm thinking. Ladies must not think like me. That would definitely be where I would put my man tampon.
They're all underneath the man ponds. Yeah,
man ponds.
You put them all underneath the sink in the bathroom. Is my daughters and my wife? That's where they put them.
So, that makes sense. Yeah. I guess you got to be in. That makes sense because you got to get rid of that's another good idea.
Good
plan.
You got to get rid of.
Amazingly enough, nobody put feminine hygiene products on in the survey.
Okay. Yep. So just me then.
Yeah, you just mansplained it and got it wrong.
Yeah,
nice job.
I think you want that stuff in the bathroom.
I agree. I know it's where
that's
I like.
That's why
mine.
I'm not a lady. I don't know the answers.
I keep three of them with me all the time. Hey, Preston, any more on that list of yours?
Well, I got two that I came up with. One is tangentially related to that. So this is not my answer quickly. Birth control.
Oh, birth control. I like that. Okay, but keep going. Yeah.
The other one is jewelry, important jewelry.
Ooh.
Oh.
Which way do we go here?
I'm thinking the jewelry.
I'd go jewelry as well. I know people have jewelry boxes, but a lot of people just straight up put them in a drawer, and why not that one? You got soft underwear in there. Yeah, by the way, Brian, just for your if Nick Cage was in there, he would say, why did it have to be B cups?
Ah, that's what he would say.
Because it's the underwear, see? Uh-huh. In the drawer there?
Not the B cups!
Not the B cups! All right. We say jewelry is what we say.
Jewelry. Sure. All right. Jewelry, whether you pronounce it with two syllables or three, show me jewelry.
Jewelry.
Yeah, number eight.
Oh, that's a nice bump in points. We made the right
jewelry
choice.
Hearing somebody pronounce it with three syllables doesn't quite bother me as much as hearing somebody pronounce wrestling with three syllables. Wrestling. Like
wrestling.
Michael Stipe says, Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Oh, how do you do? Tell me how you do with four syllables.
It's a jewelry.
Jewelry.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That I hate worse than three syllable wrestling.
Yeah. You've done it. You topped his previous most unliked one. That was good. What are we at? 23-15. Oh, yeah. This is a nice lead.
Realtor also never has three. You can never pronounce that with three syllables because it's not a realtor. You're not selling real estate.
Right. Okay. What else would you want to hide in there?
Yeah. What else you got?
So I had birth control, and then I have might just be me personally. I have a stack of unused credit cards that I also keep in a purse.
Oh, interesting. You know what?
Like cash.
How can we do? Yeah. That's what I'm worried about. Is Brian included cash? Put those in cash. You know what? Let's do birth control. I feel like
that's where my sister used to hide hers. So.
Yeah, there's something there with that. I like that.
Don't want the parents to know that you're already on the pill. All right, show me birth control.
Damn it. No.
Amazingly, again, another one that I'm definitely surprised that nobody said birth control pills. So
I'm a little shocked by that.
How about the opposite of birth control pills? How about some
pills that make you pregnant?
How about some How about Roofies? Some lotion for the motion?
Oh, lubrication. Lubrication for your penis and vaginas.
I lumped in with sex toys.
Did you? Okay. Yes. Okay.
Brian lumped the lube in with the sex toys.
I lumped the lube in.
In most cases, you need both.
It's you don't necessarily need one with the other, but.
Right.
Yeah.
And look, you know, consenting adults, everybody do what you got to do. It's totally fine what you keep in there.
You know what I keep in my underwear drawer?
What?
I keep my candy bars in there. I keep my snacks.
That's lovely. Because
no one, none of the kids are going in my underwear drawer. That's the safest place.
Is that how you can explain away your crusties? You go, oh, honey, that's just chocolate from that chocolate bar.
That's just a baby Ruth
just
bar.
Snickers.
Yeah, this is the baby
that's
Ruth.
Just Snickers. That's just the caramel. That's just the caramel.
Sure. All right. All right. Show me food or candy or snack, something like that.
Come on.
Number 11. We have a lot of people hiding their sugar or whatever, their Fritos or Tostitos or any of those Eatos in their
Eatos.
I keep thinking socks for no good reason. Is that a bad idea?
Yeah, Preston? That's hilarious.
That's a bad idea. Scott,
the only other one that I have is Will, but I think that falls under personal papers.
Personal documents.
Yeah, I would have lumped that into personal documents. Unless you're Randy and Samantha Jane.
Yeah.
In which case, keeping Will in the underwear drawer just feels like really bad.
Yeah, that's bad. It's not a way to raise a child.
I got it.
Yeah.
Anne Wheaton keeps Will in the underwear drawer.
Ah, yes, she does. I mean, he's been to the Pleasure Planet. He knows what's up. Sorry, go ahead.
Gold or silver coins? I don't know.
That's interesting. It's all stuff I'd put in a safe. Oh, yeah, it is money, isn't it? I don't know if we count that.
But he did say cash, which isn't really... I always think of paper is cash.
Hey, we don't need you muddying the stuff up.
Yeah. F you.
I was just thinking out loud.
I will tell you that I would have lumped gold coins, stuff like that, into cash.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
What about like, I'm just trying to think of clandestine things. Like,
sure.
You already said birth control. Are condoms included in birth control?
No, those would be a separate thing.
I mean, I know their birth control in their use.
They would be different than birth control pills.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because they do more than just birth control. They also protect you from diseases.
Yeah, and they also blow up, and you can make a fun balloon out of it. You know?
Yeah, you can make yellow animals,
I'm tempted. Preston, do you
agree?
Keep
somebody from having to sleep in the wet spot.
do you agree, or do you think this is a bad idea? Also gross, Brian.
I know.
I was thinking, I'll just let that ride. I'll let that pass, but then it ate at me.
No.
I'm happy to go there.
Oh, my Lord. Sure. All right.
Yeah, I like it. My only other thought is electronics, iPad or something like that.
That's not bad. My daughter's losing it in the chat. Someone says she's having a hard time with this.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
I didn't see her in here.
You know what? Electronics isn't bad. Problem is, you want to have that out and available, though.
Yeah. I just don't know what electronics you'd be hiding. Like maybe a thumb drive or an SD card. But
that's not bad. That's not bad, though. You know what? Let's say... I'm going to go. Let's go with BioCount, say electronics of some kind. We'll see if Brian lumped it.
All right. Sure. All right. Show me electronics that don't hum.
Damn it.
Glad y'all said that because I was going to go with burner phone. And
that's part of the bug out bag, you know?
Yeah.
That's
part of the bug out bag.
You got the cash, you got the documents, and you got your burner phone.
I don't know what else you would hide. I mean, we tried snacks. How about some refreshing beverage, maybe some lick, maybe your flask. Mm-hmm. Did you put that in there? Maybe
a little room temperature booze. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Why not? Show me your booze.
Oh, come on.
A few people did say that. It was, let's see, booze was number 19. Any booze of any sort. My gosh, you guys. Almost said number 3. I don't know why I just didn't keep with it. Show me number 3.
Condoms. Dang it. Yep. I just wasn't sure because we'd already done all the sexy stuff, and I just thought, well, what else?
I know, but when I said, yeah, I did not include condoms and birth control pills. Yeah,
it's a good hint. It's a good hint.
And then you guys also, you danced around this one, too, and I'm bummed that you didn't do it. Yeah, a lot of tadpoolers just keep underwear, hide their underwear in underwear drawer. But a few people implied that it was the
dirty,
their sexy underwear or lingerie, that sort of thing.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah, yep. My thong, my pink thong I like to wear is in there.
That's so right.
Yeah,
finally,
yeah.
All you people with your dirty minds, sometimes it's just something wholesome and fun, like you're hiding your Christmas and birthday presents from people. You don't want them to find their...
Please don't hide my present in your underwear drawer. Thank you.
What if it's... I mean, it could still be wrapped, Brian.
That's true.
But well, if God, I hope it is.
If you got a gun on top of it with some condoms and some candy, you know, you got a weird combo in there.
Some of the others that people said, knife. You guys also mentioned passport.
Oh, I love letters. Said knife.
Keeping old love letters in there.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, a bunch of people still said socks. One person said, you know, that sock.
Wait, I don't know what that is. Wow. What does that mean?
I lumped in with sex toys.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. What does that mean? That sock?
That's where you, that's, we don't want to know. Look it up later.
Okay. I really don't know. I don't know what that is. Chat room saying?
Okay. Somebody, yeah. All right.
Still don't get it.
I can't
get it.
I can't do it. I can't ruin Santa Claus for him like that.
Diaries in there. Flashlight. It's kind of funny. We actually had people who answered both flashlight and fleshlight in the same.
No, funny.
In the same listener poll.
Wow.
Funny.
Kids' baby teeth. So when you're the tooth fairy, I guess, you know, you take the teeth out from under the kid's pillow and you hide them in your underwear.
You ever wonder where your teeth went, kid?
That's right. Bad report cards. Somebody said bleach, but I think they might have meant blech. They just spelled it wrong.
I hope so. Don't be putting bleach in there. It seems bad.
Somebody put comic relief red noses. Crazy glue. Again, I'm not exactly sure. Let's see. Ammunition for their gun, apparently. The extra TV remote. The good game controller.
Uh-huh.
Magic cards.
Yeah.
My COVID vax card when my anti-vax parents are visiting.
Nice. Nice. You got to keep it somewhere.
The good soap, somebody put. So there you go.
Okay.
The good soap. Oh, because you know, your kids or whatever are using all the shitty soap.
Right. Like if you share a bathroom with somebody and you don't want them to use the good soap.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. Yeah. Isn't there a movie? Yeah. No, it was a TV show called The Good Pope. No, wait. Do I have that right?
The New Pope.
New Pope, that's it. Place. The New Pope.
The Two Popes.
The Two Popes?
Pope, it was the Two Popes.
The Nude Pope. Yeah,
the nude Pope. It wouldn't surprise me because there is an everything else, The Good Blank.
Yeah.
The good.
I can't think of any, but you're right. There's a bunch of those.
Good Wife.
Yeah. The Good Wife.
The Good Doctor, good The Good fight. Wife, The Good Fight, The...
The Good Murderer.
Yeah, The Good Murderer. The Murderer Who Is Good.
Coming up on Netflix, a 10-part miniseries called The Good Murderer.
Yep, can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Called Dexter.
The good news is we have a winner here.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a winner.
According to Scott Fletcher, it's all been confirmed. So, Brian, once again, he gets what? Does he get? What does he win here?
He wins Civilization VI. Courtesy of Becca Albright, and Forgive Me, Father, courtesy of Tim Moore.
I don't know what that is, that Father.
I don't know either. Forgive Me, Father. It's a game where you play, it's another chore craft game where you play chore-core. Someone who just, a chore core where you listen to people's confessions.
Oh, gotcha.
You have to choose. All right, let's see. How many rosaries is this worth? How many...
nice. Well, I think that's great. Preston, you deserve it. We'll Discord you the codes. And
I just did. This is a great... This actually is really easy because I just right-click, message, paste.
That's right. Boom. We don't ever have to worry about emails again. We're doing it new school, everybody.
Yes.
Preston, since you're here and you do so many cool things, or anything you want to like promote or tell people about or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a Patreon, I think it's patreon.com/TMS, is the patron for you guys.
Yeah.
Everybody should be
part of that
and in the Discord and having a good time with everybody in,
yes.
That's awesome. He's one of our favorites. Not to pick favorites, yes. But we've picked you as a favorite. All right? That's what we've done. Congratulations and well done. Right. Dunaway, you helped him win, and so did I. Don't we all feel good about ourselves?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, we do.
Yesterday, we did a brand new Play Retro. It's out now for your consumption. We talked about the time Sega almost cracked the Zelda code, but didn't quite get there. And
so close.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed that episode.
Ragna Sinti, or Crusader of Sinti. That was our top pick out of all the ones that happened during those 8 and 16-bit eras.
Ended up playing another, I don't know, hour and a half of that last night. Very good. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Zelda-like.
I like it better than Zelda 1 and 2. I'll say that. Ooh. I mean, they never quit.
Yeah. That's... For now, yeah.
For now. I mean, it doesn't beat Link Before Time or Link Lost in Time or whatever the hell the SNES game is. But it's a good game. So anyway, if you want to hear us talk about all that stuff and get some history on all that, it was a whole lot of fun. You can check it out wherever you get your podcasts. Look for Play Retro, or you can go to our website, frogpants.com/playretro. Brian, is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, thank you for taking me along for this ride. I love you guys.
Oh, that's really sweet.
We love you too.
I'm so glad I didn't cut him off until now. Okay, now he's gone. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Tom Merritt will join us, talk a little bit of tech in the morning, and we got recommendals lined up after that. All of that and more coming right up after this song from Brian Ibbett.
Yeah, let's go to a performer named Braddy. Pop artist, a Mexican bedroom pop artist. I'm realizing that I'm really liking the musical genre called bedroom pop. It's kind of like shoegazy pop, but like when you listen to this, you'd be like, oh, this is what bedroom pop is. I like this a lot.
Okay, interesting.
This guy is from Mexico. A guy named Braddy. He's joined by NSQK and Mene. For this cool little indie guitar pop dream. Some balancing earworm guitar lines with silken vocal performance and an easygoing homespun charm. I can't argue with any of that. From the brand new album. Nope, there's just a single. Just a single. It's called Continental. Here is Braddy.
Para que puedas apagar la alarma.
be popular with girls, call 976-GUTS. $2 plus toll, if any. 976-GUTS. Call now.
Indeed.
The Morning Stream. Stand by. Affirmative. 1, 2, 3, May West. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, who is that again? I want to hear that.
That
later.
Was Braddy featuring NSQK and Mayne with a song called Continental.
Fantastic. Like the Continental, yes. In John Wick, right? Like that?
Just like that. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Just like that.
Yeah, fantastic.
Exactly like that.
All right. It's Tom time.
Tom time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good for it, and we're bringing him in now. So watch cool. for this. And listen to what we have to say about technology today.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is Tom Merritt. He joins us every Wednesday, for the most part, to talk about technology and what's going on in the world of tech. And today is one of those days. Tom Merritt, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me every Wednesday, except the Wednesdays I'm not on.
Absolutely. Those are the best. Those are the best Wednesdays are the ones you're on. I'll say that.
Yes.
Not to say the Wednesdays are the ones I'm not on.
Chat room says, Max Trollbot says, welcome male Veronica Belmont. That's an odd one.
Thank you, Max Trollbot.
Yeah, Max Trollbot.
I have a question for Brian Ibbett.
Sure. Ooh, I love it.
How many pops are there now? You know, there's Chill Pop and City Pop and
Bedroom
Pop.
Where are we on the pop scale?
Pop and I think there's 74 by my count, my last count, 74 different kinds of pops, and it takes still takes 3 licks to get to the center.
Do we count
any kind of pop?
Sure,
any kind of pop.
Do we count J-pop and K-pop in the pop list or not?
For sure. Yeah, okay. I counted those when I counted my quick 74. Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nice.
All the letters actually.
All right.
So many.
You've got your Argentinian pop, which we just call A-pop. Your
Ando pop.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We're going to call
Bhutanese pop.
Bhutanese pop.
I shortened that one to B-pop.
B-pop. Yeah.
Just me pop, which is what I call when I sing in the shower.
I want to hear Tom pop. That sounds like fun. I would hear that. Well, speaking of which, so CES is over. How's that feel to be done with all that? That was a lot.
CES is over, but the reverberations ring on. On a Monday's show, Rich Straffolino kind of talked about some of the coolest stuff that he saw on the floor. On Tuesday's show, Robert Herron and Patrick Norton gave us the scoop on TVs, and there was so much EV electric vehicle news. We might try to get Bodhi from the Kilowatt Podcast to come on and kind of interpret it. So there's the avalanche of news, which is what we did last week. Like, here's everything that happened. We're sorting through it all for you. And then there's sort of the interpretation, the stepping back and going, okay, but what did it all mean?
Right.
What are the trends? So we're kind of in the middle of that. The other thing we'll mention today, we probably won't go into it too long, but the big system crash that caused all the airline delays this morning. Yeah. It was. Did you all talk about that?
We
already,
mentioned it just briefly.
No,
but,
brief mention before pre-show.
Yeah, I don't actually understand what the glitch was. Do we have a better understanding of that now? Like what actually happened?
We don't know what caused it, but essentially, the NOTAM system is the Notice to Air Missions system. It's not really a critical system in the sense that you can fly without it. But what it does is it automates sending all the information you need to know when you're taking off and landing, like, oh, this runway is closed due to construction, or the military is going to be using this airspace, so there's a fly around. It's that kind of stuff. It's the list of things to know before you fly. They can give those manually to every pilot. So when the system crashed, the planes in the air weren't in any danger, but it makes it hard to do the thousands and thousands of airline trips that we do if you have to give everyone manually. Like, all right, now call pilot Joe and tell him everything. Now call pilot Kelly and tell her everything. That's why they grounded everything. It's like, we can't handle that many planes without the NOTAM system, and they got it back up. All they've said is that it crashed and they had to do a hard reset at 2 a.m. And it took until 8:15 or so to be clear that everything was working properly. They didn't want it to crash again. They're very cautious about that thing. Plus, in the middle of the night, you don't have as many planes taken off, so that gave them a little extra time. But yeah, they started departures again at around 8:15, and by 9 a.m., they were rolling back in. It still caused delays because, you know, they want to ease the system back into working again. So I last I saw, maybe 900 flights total got canceled, but that's out of 21,464 flights that were scheduled today.
Well, we made a broad assumption. I think us in the chat room, that some of this is due to how old the systems are, and I don't know that that's actually true. Do we know what
it may or may not be true? Yeah, you may be absolutely right. I don't know. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know either. It's always easy to blame it on that, but
in my experience, older systems tend to crash less.
Mm-hmm. And maybe this does rarely crash. Like, I don't know what the frequency is.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I think we might have noticed before. The other question I have is about redundancy.
Right.
You know, was there a backup system that failed? Was there a power outage that caused the redundant system to go out? Is it distributed? Like, those are the things that pop to my mind first, because system crashes are going to happen no matter what. Mm. So age may or may not play a part in it. More to the point is, well, what caused it to go out entirely? Mm-hmm. Right? Why was there not? I'm going to guess there's a redundant system. The FAA very much into redundant systems. So why didn't the redundant system kick in?
Oh, that's a good question.
Those are all questions we're still waiting. The one thing that U.S. officials said is does not appear to have been a cyber attack or anything like that. It was just a system failure.
I'm sure all the conspiratorial minded people will hear Tom say that and immediately go back off.
Oh,
they will no longer. Right.
It's not real. Okay, then.
Yeah, it's fine. They're fine now. It's all fine. Sure. I tend to agree with all of that, and I hope whatever they do, they fix it, because, you know, obviously nobody was harmed in the downing of the system, but I don't know, these delays. We were already coming off horrible delays in the holidays, like some of the worst ever. These were more airline related, obviously.
Weather and airline related. Yeah.
So just having
this is one of the quietest periods of travel because everybody got their travel out in December. So
that's true.
Thankfully, you have less.
unless you're on Southwest, in which case you got your travel out a couple days ago.
Yeah. So it's a little, it reminds me of like when an MMO goes down, it's best to have it happen at 3 a.m. and during a time where people are working or not playing or whatever. It's that kind of thing, right? It's just for maintenance, I guess, sort of.
And like I said, it'll probably be just a quick explanation on DTNS today, unless we find out more about what caused it,
and it
becomes really interesting. We don't love to cover outages, especially of website stuff, because by the time people listen to our show, the outage is long over and everybody's forgotten about it. People only want to talk about an outage while it's happening. This in particular, though, I think was so interesting that it's worth noting, like, oh, this is what it is. You may not realize that the system even existed. I didn't till today.
No, I had no idea. I didn't know it was all called. Uh-huh. They had a name for it. I don't know if that's an acronym or an initialism or something. I don't know.
Yes, it stands for Notice to Air Missions.
Oh, that's very appropriate and obvious now that you say it that way.
No TAM. Unlike when I'm not on Wednesdays, which is No Tom.
No Tom. Yeah. That's right. We can use the same acronym. Well, that'll be tomorrow.
No Tom, like the present.
But that's actually really good. You need to someone make that a title. That was very good. Tom, later today, of course, like you mentioned, DTNS will be happening. I'm on Wednesdays, which is always a good time. I can't wait to get back to it. Wasn't there last week because of the CES coverage, but very much looking forward to that. I know you got a million other things going on. Anything else you'd like to mention today?
Well, yeah, I thought we'd dig in today, Scott, because I know you're interested in this topic. There was a study out of New York, the New York University Center for Social Media and Politics published a study in Nature, peer-reviewed journal, finding virtually no effect on the 2016 elections from Twitter. Everybody's like, oh, well, what about Facebook? But I think it's significant that if you didn't find anything on Twitter, you might not find anything on Facebook. Be interesting to study. Maybe there is a difference. But everybody seems to kind of bandy about that. We all know that social media affected that election, and these folks went in looking for that. They thought they would find something, and they did not. So we'll kind of go through, well, what did they study? You know, what did they look for, and what did they find? I thought that'd be kind of fun for us to talk about today.
I absolutely think that'll be interesting to talk about, because I love that. I love it when we can pierce through the freak out and the rage and the assumptions and get to some data. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that at the end of all of this conversation, it's going to be, turns out Twitter and Facebook are very good at amplifying existing opinions and that nobody's really swayed by them. They're just loud over there, you know? That's probably it.
Pretty close. There's some other interesting things about who actually saw the messages and all of that. But you're not wrong. Yeah. That's pretty much what we're going to put it this way. The data doesn't say that, but the data certainly supports that.
Well, I like some data. We'll be getting some of that later today. It's Tom Merritt, everybody. He is Ace Detect on Twitter. And you can find all his massive, awesome things at TomMerritt.com as well. Tom Merritt, everybody, we'll see you next time and see you later today.
Thank you.
See ya. So we have a visitor real quick here. Hold on a second.
Oh.
Bring in this tiny child, Carter or Taylor.
No.
Definitely not Carter's.
Tiny child time.
Oh, look. This is the little monkey. No one's gotten to see her much because she's, you know, been little, but this is Phoebe, everybody. Aww. Say hi, Phoebe. Can you say word yet? You can't say word yet. She's got a really strong neck, but I love that she's always going like really rocking it.
Well, kids are Phoebo Flophead.
Oh, I love her so much. How, is she going to be here all day? Yeah, I can't wait to see her. Oh, yeah, you're getting a tattoo today. Taylor's getting a new tat.
Ooh.
She's finishing her sleeve, is it?
Yeah.
Which arm?
My right arm.
Right arm? All right. My kids are also tatted up now.
Yeah.
It's the generation. I know I will eventually. It's going to be something Mine Van too. Draws or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Oh, the kid smells so good. She smells like a baby. They smell so good. I'm going to eat that baby. All right.
Oh, geez.
I know.
Don't say that. Blizzard will cancel you if you do that.
I know.
That's a deep cut right
very
there.
Very deep cut. Very nice, though. That was a really good one. All right. Where are we now? Oh, recommendal
time. It's time for recommendals.
Yeah. Holy shit. What are we even doing here? Randy is joining us. Nicole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is joining us. Here
Full
we go.
Full house today.
Full housemans. People. Look at this, man. There's so much to recommend. We don't even know what to do with ourselves. Here we go. It's time for recommendals, where we take stuff we saw on streaming services and we either recommend it to you or warn you against it. Often it's a recommendal, but sometimes we're like, you know, we saw a thing. Wasn't great. Maybe don't watch it unless you, you know, like certain things or whatever. But mostly it's like, hey, here's stuff we really liked.
Yes.
And I'm excited to share that with you all today, welcoming our guest, Nicole Spagnola. Hello, Nicole.
Sorry, my dogs are barking.
Oh, I don't hear them. Is that your feet?
Oh, good.
Put your feet up.
Yeah, put your feet up. Soak them. Oh, not those
make
dogs.
Fists with your toes.
Yeah.
What?
It's that old phrase of, oh, my dogs are barking.
Oh, my dogs are barking. I got it. Yeah. My brain is a little slow. Yeah. Right.
Totally understandable, and we're there for you.
Yeah, we're here for you. We'll make all the jokes for you. Don't worry.
We're here to make sure that you name as many celebrities as possible.
That's right. Start with Cheeto, work your way down. Hey, also, Randy Jordan joining us. Hi, Randy.
Good morning, Morning Stream. How are you? I'm fine. Thank
Good,
you
great.
It's an awesome morning. The morning after the Golden Globes. I know everyone's recovering.
No, we haven't even talked about the Globes, did we?
No, because Brian didn't watch it. I was out doing Puzzle Pint. Didn't even watch.
Yeah. Absolutely bizarre Golden Globes, and mostly for what was nominated and what didn't win. Mm-hmm. And just every category that came along, I was like, oh, this is really weird that something didn't win. Like, with Best Musical or Comedy, Banshees of Inisherin won. That's fine. Yeah. But Everything Everywhere All at Once didn't win. Mm. I just like, that was also Best Screenplay.
Yeah, but she won. Michelle Yeoh got a thing, right? She won
sure. And expectedly, right?
Yeah.
But like Best Drama TV Series, Severance didn't win, and neither did Ozark. It went to House of the Dragon. The guy actually got on stage. The House of the Dragon showrunner got on stage and said, "I was like, wow, I'm honored just to be nominated alongside Severance. Like, they should have won."
What? Sure.
Musical or comedy TV series went to The Bear. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bear.
I'm sorry. Did not go to The Bear.
No.
It went to what's the show?
Lotus. White Lotus.
It went to Abbott Elementary, right?
Oh, okay. Abbott Elementary.
Okay, so musical comedy, that's fine. Abbott Elementary is a fine show.
Let's just take it down a notch and give me some anxiety here.
I'm exhausted. We haven't even started talking about our show, our movies yet.
I'm freaking out. This is killing me.
All right, I'm in timeout.
That's so funny. That is one of my favorite things that's ever happened on this show. I don't even know how to describe it. That was really great.
Let's make Nicole an admin of this chat group so that she can just mute any of us anytime that we're causing some anxiety. Just
that's
mute.
Right. Hey, but I heard so short. One thing I did want to mention: Short Round won something. What did he win for? Oh, he won for the
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah. Did he win? Is it an acting award? I assume that's awesome. What a cool thing that is. I miss that. I wouldn't mind watching that.
Randy is really in timeout, isn't he?
I'm sorry, Randy. I was having some trouble.
No, that's cool, though. Didn't he like thank Spielberg in his speech and stuff like that? All right. Well, I missed it. It seems like we missed a weird one. I want to go see some highlights.
But go back and look at who recommended Banshees of Inisherin last week, and hurry up and go watch it because it's awesome and it absolutely deserves the prize.
You also recommended Abbott Elementary earlier.
I did.
Year. Good call.
Like there were a bunch of winners that you recommended.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Well done, Brian. All right.
Thank you.
Let's get to the recommendals of the day. Brian, we'll start with you as we always do. What's your setup here?
Yeah, so I watched a movie that is a murder mystery that features a detective that you don't often hear. Well, you've never heard using this kind of accent before. Features an all-star cast. Came out last year. Let's see if anybody can guess what it is.
Here we go.
Inspector, I want you to know that I have nothing but the utmost respect for the Metropolitan Police. But, well, do you think you might be finished in time for Curtain Up tomorrow night?
Oh, for goodness sake.
John Wolfe, esteemed film producer.
Yes, thank you, Constable.
This is a murder investigation. Surely that takes precedence. Sold out or not.
Yes, it's all going to plan for you, isn't it, Wolfie? You want the run to end.
I want nothing of the sort. It's the decent thing to do, that's all. Close the theatre out of respect for Leo. Such a tragic loss.
Inspector, I implore you not to overreact. I would hate to have to go over your head and talk directly to your superiors.
Oh, we wouldn't want that now, would we, madam? But I'm afraid that under the circumstances is a precaution.
Precaution? He's already dead.
He is, madam. But until we have an idea as to a likely motive, who's to say this is the end of it?
What is that supposed to mean?
We are no longer merely suspects. We are also potential victims.
Is this the Nile one?
It is not. Okay. That's not a bad guess, though.
Okay.
No, that person you're just hearing with the British accent, the inspector, is Sam Rockwell, who, to my knowledge, I don't think I've ever heard him work a British accent.
No, he's done a lot of different roles. I'm blown away that that's him. I can't believe that. That's
crazy. He sounds a lot like Gary Oldman. Yeah. That is a 2022 movie called See How They Run. This is getting a lot of early Oscar attention. I don't know. Was it nominated for anything at the Golden Globes?
I didn't notice it. No.
Okay. It should be because I like this movie. I like Glass Onion. I thought it was great. I like this movie a lot more. This is your typical whodunit. You've got a cast of characters. You've got an inspector that's kind of interviewing them one by one to see who the murderer is. Other voices you heard in there, Saoirse Ronan. Ruth Wilson is the main woman you heard talking in that thing. You've also got Adrian Brody. You won't hear him in that clip because he's dead.
Oh, he's the dead. He's the murderer, man. He's the murdered.
He's Mr. Body. Yep.
Okay.
Reese Shearsmith, Harris Dickinson, David Oyelowo. This was a lot of fun. And this was a movie that I wanted to see in theaters. And the day that we went to go see it, it had gotten like it was the last day of its run. So we ended up seeing Amsterdam, which was also good, but nowhere near as good as this. Oh, what? Claire is yelling at me because of my pronunciation of Saoirse. No, it's Saoirse. You pronounce it like inertia, and she told us how to pronounce it like inertia on SNL when she was the host.
Yes, and we did a YouTube thing once where we played her saying her name. So I think that's right.
Exactly.
I think it's right.
So I don't need to check my DMs, Claire.
Check your DMs.
Check your DMs.
This is reviewed okay. 75 on Rotten Tomatoes, not bad. I can't remember. I heard somebody say that they thought it was too long, but they might have been telling me about Amsterdam. Maybe
I think
that
they were telling you about Amsterdam because that absolutely is a complaint about Amsterdam. And my complaint about Amsterdam was that it was too long, but also that they tried to put too much into the time they had, and it would have, Amsterdam would have been a great miniseries, like a Fargo style miniseries.
It's a bummer because David O. Russell usually hits on all cylinders.
Yeah, I mean, and that cast in Amsterdam. Also, by the way, also streaming. Like, See How They Run. Also streaming on HBO Max, so you can be the judge of that. But See How They Run, way fun, way more fun whodunit that we needed this year. More fun than the sequel to Murder on the Orient Express. Was Jewel of the Nile? No, Something of the Nile.
Something of the Nile. Murder on the Nile or
Murder on the Nile. Yeah, Jewel of the Nile was the sequel to Romancing the Stone.
Romancing the Stone, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of that either, but that is correct. All right, so this is HBO Max again. Sorry, the title, See How They Run. Right?
You bet. See How They Run, not shitoutofluck.com.
Nope, definitely
not. I am so glad they've got it on HBO Max already. Like, yeah. one of the outcomes of the Golden Globes last night was me realizing, wow, there's a lot of movies that they haven't figured out how to get streaming for free. Like, they're all streaming, but like some of it, like the big winner of the night was The Fabelmans, and you got to go pay $20 to watch that at home, and it's not in theaters.
Yeah,
and I'm glad they're working it out for some movies.
This is exactly where they want to put that sort of thing. Like Bones and All, still can't watch that. Armageddon Time, still can't watch that. Without Tar, still can't watch that without paying big bucks.
Yeah.
So waiting for all of those to finally hit streaming.
Was Spielberg and Short Round in this? Were they both there at the thing?
I'm Short Round. I mean, I know what you're referring to, but I don't remember Short Round at the Golden Globes.
The actor.
He won.
What you're referring to. He's from
Temple of Doom. His name is oh geez,
he was in Everything Everywhere All at Once, yes. And
Goonies.
Yeah,
I can't think of his name.
His speech was so.
Okay. So I totally missed supporting actor in a motion picture. Yeah, that's
the guy.
K Hoi Kwan.
There you go. And so was Spielberg in the audience though when he was up there talking? That's awesome.
Yes.
What a cool thing that is.
And he expressed how he had thought all of his acting was his best days were when he was a kid, and how 30 years later it was just really sweet, heartwarming, and wonderful.
Keep hearing it was like the best speech of the night. Everybody keeps saying,
cool.
And I missed it.
Good for him. No time for romance, Dr. Jones. Let's move on.
No time for romance.
Let's go to Nicole next. Nicole, what's your setup here for this hair deal?
It's on Netflix and. Just play it. The clip's going to tell you about it, and then we can talk about it.
All right, here we go. This is one I'm definitely interested in.
Bob wasn't something that was taken away from us. He was something that was given to us.
I hope everybody here either had Bob as a friend like that or someday has a friend like Bob. Welcome to the Bob Super Spreader, everybody. We're coming to see you, Bob.
That was Jim Carrey there talking.
That was Jim Carrey and Jeffrey Ross. And Chris Rock and John Mayer and Jackson Brown.
Wow, that's an interesting crossover of Jackson Brown.
So this is called Dirty Daddy, the Bob Saget tribute. So you can watch this on Netflix. I watched it the other night because I've been wanting to watch it. And I'm just trying to, I knew it was going to be sad, but I also knew it was going to be really funny. And it was really funny. So if you know anything about Bob Saget, you probably remember him as the dad from Full House, so squeaky clean. But if you've ever dug a little deeper, you know he is a raunchy comedian.
If you've ever seen The Aristocrats.
Exactly. And if you're not sure what The Aristocrats are... I don't know. Should you Google it?
I don't know if you should or not.
It's a funny documentary by Penn and Teller.
No, it's well done. It's really good. It's just, just be warned. It's
don't the watch dirtiest it with the parents. Don't watch no. it with the kids.
Yeah. It's no, the dirtiest thing you'll ever see, honestly. It's real dirty. Anyway.
And this tribute, it feels very unorganized because it kind of is. There's a general flow, like they have video clips. So like Dave Chappelle, Tim Allen, Michael Keaton, John Lovitz, they all kind of have videos that play in between. So it's like they're just remembering Bob and how wonderful he was. And it was a year, and I think it was on January 9th of last year is when he passed away.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, like, I never heard what happened. And the report came back that he had hit his head.
Yeah.
And it was like a brain injury. And yeah, when he went to sleep.
Died in his sleep from it. Well, at first people thought it was a heart attack or something, but he fell, hit his head, and went to sleep.
Because he was on tour. He was touring. If you look at his Twitter, like everything is about his tour that he was on. And he loved to make people laugh and he loved to perform comedy. And this is just a little glimpse into his world and the people that he touched. Like, who would have thought that John Mayer and Bob Saget were like really good friends?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't know him and Jim Carrey were so tight. That was news to me.
They were. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know
that's
that.
What I mean. That's one of the jokes. It's like, oh, Bob had to die to get Jim Carrey back on stage.
Yeah, that's true. But like, I remember there was an episode of Norm MacDonald show back the web when he used to do, and he had a Bob Saget on there, and those two were apparently very tight and close as well. And I had no idea that one common thread in most of modern comedy is that Bob Saget is everybody's friend. Like mm-hmm. That guy was just everywhere and all places at once. Bill Burr was close to everybody was close to Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Which is
he was just a good guy.
Yeah, it seemed like a
something
good
that really struck me when Bob Saget died was that he had just gotten on TikTok. Like 6 months before he died. He had
really?
Gotten on TikTok and he has at the time he has a new wife, newish mm-hmm. wife. Like she's someone that he's basically introducing to the world, like, and she's, you know, a lot younger than him, but they were very entertaining on TikTok together.
And she's a comedian too.
Yeah. And
Kelly's her name.
Yeah.
Like everything about it felt so earnest. And I was just like, man, we're missing out now mm-hmm. with him dying, like on what could have been.
Yeah, cool I feel like these comedians, they age out of the stuff they're known for, and then they have a resurgence. This is like Paul. Mad About You. Can't think of his name. Oh. Paul Reiser.
Oh, Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser's having a moment right now.
Yeah,
and it's great to see. And for a long time, you're like, "Oh, All About You," and that's when things petered out, and you don't think about it anymore. But now he's like getting hired to be these crazy roles and like The Boys and other stuff. I love seeing that. And
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Brian reboot. I watched that on your recommendation, and it was wonderful. I loved that show.
Randy recommendation.
Yeah, Randy.
One of my favorite shows.
Right? It was so good.
I am here to talk about sitcoms, man.
Yeah. but I think he was just, I think he was aimed, he was poised for something, like the next phase.
More. Yeah.
Got taken away at the wrong time. But.
And he was such a good friend. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I liked most about this tribute. Even though it's a little all over a place at times, you really just got a sense that these were just friends coming together to tell stories about him. And just somebody, I can't remember who it was. Who's the guy that does Robot Chicken?
Seth Green.
Yeah.
So he's there too. Mm. And they talk about how everybody thinks that Bob Saget's their best friend. And they're like, and so you know that what that means. He's a liar.
Yeah, he's a big liar. Seth Green, of course, played the computer expert in the stage. Just kidding. He always does that in his movies. Anyway, that's great. Want to see
watch
this.
It.
Yeah. Sounds good.
You will probably cry, I warn you. I'm a huge John Mayer fan, and he plays the song Stop This Train.
Is he the Body is a Wonderland guy? Is that dude?
Yes, okay. He is the Body is a Wonderland guy.
And who's who's like the main voice of this documentary? Like who's the narrator?
So Jeffrey Rush, I mean, he just knows how to handle a roast. He knows how to handle
Jeff Ross.
That's what I meant.
I was going to say Jeffrey Rush. That's cool. Rush? That would be awesome. I'd be into that.
Yeah, sorry, we needed one of those. So
Jeffrey Ross. Did I ever tell you that he actually heckled me and Mark at a comedy show one time?
Really?
Yes.
Jeff Ross did
Jeffrey
the stage?
Ross heckled you or Jeffrey Rush?
No, Jeffrey Ross.
Jeff Ross, yeah. So what, like from the stage and you guys were giving him whatever?
We had tickets to go see Dave Chappelle and Fly of the Conchords. And he's kind of the MC. He's like known for MCing stuff. So he was MCing and we were coming in a little bit late and we had like front row seats.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
And so
worst.
He started making fun of us and he said that we looked like A couple from, what's the Christian dating website?
OnlyFish or
Christian Fish Singles or Mingle, or Christian so, Mingle.
It was like one of that. Yeah. And then he started to make fun of Mark's shirt. And then he looked at it closer. He goes, oh, it's Foo Fighters. Never mind. And then he moved on.
That's great. That's great. That's amazing.
Like, it was like heckle repellent, that shirt.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's
Christian
great.
Mingle? Yeah.
Christian Mingle.
It was Christian Mingle. It was Christian Mingle.
Hilarious. He was a
we're atheist.
Yeah, Ross was a fan of Coverville for a while. He emailed me a couple times, and but I don't think he still listens. But for a while, he was listening.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Kind of an everyman. You know, does a lot.
He kind of is. So, yeah.
The Roastmaster General. He's actually a good successor to Bob Saget. Like they kind of they kind of do the same.
Yes, stuff.
Yeah. They were really really good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you have
it.
So. Awesome. Netflix is the place to get it. What's the title again?
Dirty Daddy.
Dirty Daddy.
Shitoutofluck.com.
That's a title people are going to click on for reasons.
Uh-huh. That'll get you in there for sure. Speaking of getting in there, Randy, it's your turn. What do you got?
I got a new sitcom. It's on Hulu, and I'm really, really excited about it, and I need people to watch it so it gets another season. In this scene, we have a reformed nerd gangster, a guy who has lived in the streets, but is really a nerd, recalling something that happened to him when he was a kid. He was a kid and a drive-by happened right in front of him. Jeez. And he was about to get shot and found out one of the people shooting at him is his cousin.
Oh my goodness. And then hilarity ensued. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here it is. Let's see.
Oh shit. Who are you? What's cracking?
Sup, Luis? Just chilling. Kind of scared.
Are you f***ing roller skating?
Well, it's actually aggressive rollerblading.
Damn, fools. Hey, say hello to my tío for me, all right? And don't give me any problems or I'll beat your ass.
Okay, I won't. And then I said, thanks for not shooting me.
Hey, no offense, my boy, but you come off like a punk-ass bitch in that story.
That's my point. My cousin spent the last 8 years in prison. Meanwhile, I'm out here living my best life. I even got dental insurance.
Look, and your teeth still look pretty f***ed up, though.
Yeah, but guess what? They used to be even more f***ed up. Look, you're going to do what you're going to do. But studies show that the life expectancy of a gangster, on average, 24 years old. But the life expectancy of a punk-ass bitch, 76 years old.
This is This Fool on Hulu. And it is nonstop like that. This this fool follows a couple of cousins. Like I just said, they're now middle aged, and you know they grew up in South LA, East LA, Compton. It's not really stated, but it's a big attempt at making a Hispanic run show that stars almost all Latinos and. It tells jokes. It's just funny. Nonstop funny.
This thing is reviewing at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's good to hear. 91% audience score. And it has Michael Imperioli in it, who I will watch freaking fold laundry. I like that guy so much.
That's right. I'll watch him almost spend money on a hooker.
That's right. Almost.
Imperioli. So our main character has decided that he's going to be the spokesperson for a charity, this local like charity house that tries to help gangsters reform in their later years. And the charity house is called Hugs, Not Thugs. And so for that to work, they need to have a person who actually operates the place. And that's Michael Imperioli. He's a minister. he's not a very good minister.
Like okay.
He doesn't ever talk about religion ever. Like he's trying to run this charity like a business, and he's so like frustrated. And what you'll see in this picture that you're putting up is our main character on the right, his cousin in the middle, who is just out of prison and not ready to be reformed yet.
Yeah.
And then on the left is a chef that they've hired to make cupcakes and teach people how to cook at this reform house.
He looks like a total, and, like he's going to kill me, but he's wearing a pink hug me overall thing. I love it.
He is the funniest thing you will ever see on TV. His the actor is named Jamar Neighbors.
Yeah.
And Jamar, I'm telling you, Jamar Neighbors is the funniest freaking thing. Like, watch it for just this. It is so good.
His name is even funny. Jamar Neighbors is funny to say. I don't know why it's funny. And
almost all these people are coming out of left field. Like, again, this is an attempt to raise up some actors who have sort of been struggling in the minor leagues, you know? Mm. And it's like tons of them coming and going in this show.
Oh, produced by Fred Armisen, of all people. Interesting.
Yeah. You know, he's decided to be a producer of things like this. You don't really see much Fred Armisen. I think he's like, he's got a brief cameo in the first episode.
Just shows up as Uncle Fester once and then leaves.
Right.
Like in Wednesday. Hmm. Oh, Brian, did you finish Wednesday? Sorry.
I did. I did finish Wednesday.
And did you like it as much as me and Nicole liked it?
I did. We loved it. Yeah. Tina loved it. I loved it.
The good news is we talked last time about how maybe the second season wasn't happening. It's officially happening. It's happening.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yes. It's coming. All right. Sorry. Back to the thing. Yeah.
So this fool is also a lot of fun for me personally, because it really takes place, you know, in this area. Like, it really features the big, huge neighborhoods of Los Angeles and, you know, what I guess a really, really skewed look at how they operate.
Yeah.
I hope people watch this fool. It's very R-rated. Very, very R-rated. Yeah. This is not for kids.
It did sound, the way you bleeped and used that static sound, it sounded like scenes in Robot Chicken in between the next segment.
I kind of did, yeah.
I spent way more time than I expected trying to find a section that I wouldn't have to white noise out that many F-words or worse. There's all kinds of, it's really hard R.
Yeah, I'm down though. That sounds good. I will watch this. All right. So again, that is The Fool on Hulu. Hulu original. And so there you go. Once again, Christine.
Kidoutofluck.com.
We gave you the right thing. All right. Here is mine. This is a brief clip that will help explain it. It's a movie from 2011 that I discovered that I didn't even know existed. And man, I don't know what took me so long. I freaking loved it. Here is the clip.
You got a good life, Curtis. I think that's the best compliment you can give a man. Take a look at his life and say, that's good.
I love you, man.
Okay, bye.
What's the matter with you, Curtis?
It sounds like thunder.
What sounds like thunder?
I've been having these dreams. They always start with a kind of storm.
Missed you at church this morning, Curtis.
Thinking about cleaning up that storm shelter out back.
Where the hell have you been?
I know. I'm sorry. I had to run in here.
I'm going to build out the tornado shelter in my backyard. I could use some help.
The hell you want to do that for?
This needs to be done.
All right. It's probably no one has any idea what this is.
No, but I recognize that voice.
Yeah. Michael Shannon in there.
From Shannon, yeah.
I love Michael Shannon. I'd watch him do anything. I see him in anything he's in. That's just the rule with Michael Shannon, one of my favorite actors and character actors of all time. But I didn't know he made this movie. So back in 2011, Jeff Nichols directed and wrote a film called Take Shelter. And the description on IMDb is real basic. It says, plagued by a series of apocalyptic visions, a young husband and father questions whether to shelter his family from the coming storm or from himself. That's a little vague. But Michael Shannon's in this. Jessica Chastain is his wife. She's fantastic in it. Shay Whigham is his friend from work. They both work in construction. I also would watch Shay Whigham trim his nails. I like that guy that much. He's so great. Katie Mixon, of all people, plays a small role in this. She was the wife in Eastbound and Down. Kind of the goofball wife to what's his name. Anyway, she's not playing a funny role here, but she's very good in it. Anyway, those are your main characters. It's a small indie film. I should probably mention the daughter, played by Tova Stewart. She's very young in this, but she is incredibly good for a little kid. Such an affecting role she had. Anyway, the whole story is this. He keeps seeing these giant storms, and then he wakes up from these dreams, and he's not sure what's going on, but he gets real paranoid about it, and he wants to build a shelter to protect his family. He's 100% convinced that there is some apocalyptic, nightmarish, world-ending thing coming, and he's got to do something about it. His wife thinks he's slowly going insane, but is still trying to support him and help him, and his friends and everything, all that stuff plays a role. The other thing to note here is his mother is clinically diagnosed with schizophrenia and other issues, and so at some point it dawns on him, maybe I'm just turning into her. Maybe this is just happening to me. It happened in her mid-30s. He's 35. It's happening to him, maybe. And so now he's got a – there's a whole like mental illness connection to all of it where you're sort of meant to study it from that angle. And you never really know, is he really seeing these things? Does he really know or doesn't he know? Mm-hmm. And that's all I'll say about it because I don't want to give the ending of this away, even though it's old ass as hell. It's 2011. It's forever ago. This is available on – where did I watch this? Crap.
Hulu, I believe.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Hulu is where it is currently, and it is called Take Shelter, and I loved it. The acting's amazing. I think the story's really interesting, and I can't believe I'd never heard of it until now.
I remember seeing it, like, years and years ago. Like, I may have gotten, like, the last of the DVDs from Netflix when they were sending DVDs. But I've been keeping an eye on Jeff Nichols. Like, after this one, he made Mud, which probably Mud. His best movie.
Yeah, Mud was great.
Matthew McConaughey, right?
Matthew McConaughey.
Midnight Special was pretty good.
And then he's made some others, and he keeps working with Michael Shannon. Like, his next movie is a take on the Bike Riders, you know, the old book, The Bike Riders.
Right. Yeah, that was a big book back in the day. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned book. Mud. Mud is absolutely worth seeing. That was a year after this. That's my favorite, one of my favorite McConaughey movies for sure. And Shannon had a smaller role in that, but yeah, he keeps bringing
it. I just want you to know, Scott, Jeff Nichols, The Bike Riders stars Michael Shannon, Tom Hardy, and Norman Reedus.
Shut up, dude.
Wow.
Sign me up.
Hell of a combo.
That sounds freaking great. Long Way Back Home, I also heard was good. That was also Michael Shannon. Yeah, apparently they like to work together. But anyway, really affecting. Family stuff really resonated with me. Music's trippy. It's just a trippy thing. It's just a great acting showcase for Shannon and the other cast members. And if you ever wanted to watch Shea Whigham and Michael Shannon together, your wish can come true. Those two should do a Western together, like immediately. Just stop everything you're doing and go make a Western together, you two. That'd be great. Again, that movie is Take Shelter and is available on Hulu. I think that's all of them this week. Pretty good list, I think, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a very good list.
Yeah, really, really
people
good.
People should watch all of them.
They really should.
All of these.
I agree.
It's okay if you don't, though.
Yeah,
don't
but you should. We don't want to pressure people, right?
I mean, I do want to pressure them to sing See How They Run and Banshees and Sharon.
If you liked it more than Glass Onion, because I love Glass Onion, I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, same. Because I really like Glass Onion a lot too. And I know Brian liked it. So that tells me he liked it.
I liked it a lot. I didn't like it as much as Knives Out, but I did like it.
Yeah. I think this feels like
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, there's nothing not to like about Sam Rockwell.
He's one of those.
Saoirse Ronan.
Yes, sir. Oh, I got a clip. Let's hear the name the way it's pronounced. Hold on.
Saoirse Ronan.
I think that's what you said.
Saoirse.
I didn't do as much E as Claire did. Saoirse Ronan.
So is that Claire actually talking? Hold on.
Yeah, it's Claire.
Saoirse Ronan. Before he's even butcher her name, it's Saoirse Ronan. Oh my God.
I love how pissed we made her. That's great.
I know. Yeah. Didn't even like it was a preemptive pissed. We did just fine with it.
Yeah, we did fine. She's like letting us know.
If it would have been me saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
Heck, I want you to do it now. I bet you get a.
Sirwise.
It's easy for me to remember because when I grew up, the neighbor girl was named Kirsha, which I think is German for cherry, I think.
Yes. Kirsch liqueur is German cherry liqueur.
That's cool.
German knowledge from alcohol.
That's fantastic.
I'll just rhyme Saoirse with Kirsche.
Nicely done. Wonderful having you both on. Make sure you have wonderful days ahead of you, both of you, before we see you again next week. It's Nicole Spag, everybody, and it's Randy Jordan, a.k.a. Randy Deluxe. We'll see you both soon. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, that went well. You know, with four of us, we gotta just like, you know, we gotta.
Oh God, for sure, I know.
Yeah, I think we did good today.
You know, and I'm hammering out all those things to get them all up on quicktms.li and.
Oh yeah, glad you said that.
And
quicktms.li, by the way, Randy or yep. Brian put all that crap up there while we were talking, and
links and art and all that stuff.
You'll never be lost again. No. All right, quick thing to get out of here. We got a correction from Steven, not our Steven, different Steven. Mm-hmm. Says, hey guys.
There's more than one?
Yeah, there's more than one. I think there's a couple out there. I'm not sure. Steven, who sent this in via email, themorningstream@gmail.com, says, hey guys, I heard the Night Court discussion and you mentioned Selma and said she was still alive. Not quite. She died of lung cancer after season two finished. She was replaced by another older woman named Flo, and she also died of lung cancer after season three. They hired Marsha Warfield because they wanted to go younger to hopefully avoid any more deaths. Steven. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of dark.
Go back and listen, because I specifically said how surprised I was that it looked like I misread that Selma was one of the last people on the original Night Court who was still alive. Because I thought, oh my God, she was like ancient back then, and you're telling me she's still alive. And I said, okay, no, I was mistaken, thinking I was confusing Selma and Roz. So, yeah, no, never. Not once did I think Selma was still alive.
No, we did not. However, that show, I still, you know, I'm weirdly... I don't usually get this way about remakes or reboots, yeah, or continuations, sure, but I'm
cautiously
weirdly excited.
Optimistic.
Yeah, I don't know why I am. I think I just have a lot of fond feelings for Night Court, and I wouldn't mind seeing a really good deal there, so... Let's see what they do.
I'm curious about what they do with the music. Do they keep? Do they do an updated version of the boo doom boo doom doom
doom doom? Oh, it's so classic. And then it goes da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, they could do that. They could modern that up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or just keep the bass or something. I don't know.
Could be. Yeah.
That's it for the show. I want to thank three patrons who joined us and became recipients of a little bonus Frog Pants sticker and print pack that I'm now sending out to you directly because you guys joined up since we spoke yesterday. Alan Lennox, Ben Schlack. Sorry, Schalk.
Schalk.
It's a weird one. Nothing wrong with it, though. And Peter.
And we've just lost one of our patrons.
Yep, he's out of there. Still sending you that thing no matter what. But you guys are going to get that a little extra. If you don't have your emails in Patreon, don't worry. I'll send you an email requesting it if I don't have it. And we'll get you those in the mail ASAP. If you want to be like them and join us over here in our cool Patreon, you can. You'll get many things, including no commercials or ads ever. You get pre-show content every day. Couch parties on the weekend, art in the mail, and other great monthly benefits you can only get if you sign up today, even for as low as $1 a month. That's patreon.com/TMS. Do it today. Let's get out of here. Do you have a song to play to take us
I've
home?
I've got a song and probably one of the shortest request emails ever, or not emails. You go to frogpants.com/TMS and use the link right there if you want to make a request, because that's the only ones. Those are the only ones I look at. Scott Costeriz sent this one and said, requesting a song for my 40th turn around the sun.
Let's party.
Getting it out early.
I'm glad you did. Well, no early. That's all he wrote right there. Oh. So happy 40th birthday, Scott. It's a monumental birthday, and you know, you gave me a request that's like 11 words long. Well done. Yeah. Scott wanted to hear a song that we've actually played here at the end of TMS before, but this is a good one, so I'll play it again. This is by the band Suburban Legends. Big thanks to Garrett Weinzirpel, I think, who was the one who introduced me to the music of Suburban Legends. It was either him or Bill.
Nice.
Duran, one of the two of them.
I don't think I've heard them. You make me want to check it out now.
You're going to hear them. Yeah. We played this song on the show before. So
have we? I have heard it. Yeah, at least once.
There's ska punk, good stuff here. Here is, from Pocahontas, Colors of the Wind by Suburban Legends.
Say I'm an ignorant savage. Been so many places, I guess it must be so. But still I cannot see it. The savage one is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? Has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Think the only people who are people.
footsteps of a stranger. You learn the things you never knew, you never knew. Come run the hidden pine trees of the forest, and taste the sensory berries of the earth. Come rolling all the riches all around you, and for once, never wonder what it's worth. The rains are in the river are my brothers, the heron in the otter are my friends, and we are all connected to each other in a circle of hope that never ends. Of the wind.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Exactly 1 minute 52 seconds. That's excellent.
That's from last yesterday. We did two in a row with that clip.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.